Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Yeah. Turn it like this. Ooh. All right.
Hey,
that sounds good. So the title of the talk today is Healthy Self-Talk. I mean, I always get it wrong, and I'm the one that did it. 7 ways healthy self-talk enhances your life. 7's just a good number. We could have made it 10, could have made it 20, I suppose. So that's what we're going to do. So I want to let you know I've been practicing healthy self-talk this morning, thinking about coming and speaking today. So what would you like to know what my self-talk was? Well, I said, I'm going to give a wonderful lesson. It's going to be tremendously inspired. Perhaps the greatest teaching in the church since the day of Pentecost. Furthermore, my self-talk said, everybody's just going to keep interrupting me with clapping and cheering. And I'm going to have to do this. Kind of like Drew Brees in the game last Sunday. You know, the crowd got so loud, he had to do like this. And he was in his home stadium, so they cooperated. So please cooperate this morning when I do this. So you're going to hang on every word. You're going to be nudging people around you. That's healthy self-talk. Okay. Okay. There's another part of it there. That's just what I was saying to myself. I'm so good looking, you can't keep your eyes off of me. All right, so, but I'm going to show you 7 ways healthy self-talk enhances your life. See, my life was enhanced just by thinking about those things and then saying them to myself. And I didn't have to say them to you, but y'all said it was okay. So I did. Sounds like bragging. Yeah. Sounds like I just think I'm so wonderful. No. Just self-talk. Okay, Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have a good success. How about, do y'all like prosperous and good success? Well, it starts off with meditating upon God's word. And I looked up that word in the Hebrew, and meditating means actually to mutter. Have you ever muttered underneath your breath? You know, just kind of, yeah, it's not always good muttering, is it? Yeah. When you're upset about something, you walk off muttering. Your husband or your wife says, what'd you say? Nothing. No, but there's good muttering. Yeah, and that's what meditation, that's the kind of meditation that the Bible promotes, is you start saying over and over again to yourself God's word, God's promises. So that's what meditation in the Bible is. So here's what I want to call it. Enhanced self-talk. Inspired self-talk. Talk that brings you up to another level. Yeah. When you meditate upon God's word. It's not just being religious. It's not just church talk. It's speaking God's word over your life. And your loved ones, and your circumstances. So, I like that. Anyway, my wife being a counselor, studying healthy and unhealthy, she told me one time that 9 out of 10 people that you meet are unhealthy. So, let's start counting off today. Okie dokie. So, that means what? Is there only 3 healthy people here today? Barbara, you're one of them? Oh, she's the... Okay, so you're confessing. All right, she's confessing. All right, so... And Becky has even adjusted that. She said it might be 99 out of 100 are unhealthy. And we know there's all degrees of unhealthy. Another word we use is dysfunction. Anybody grow up with a little dysfunction in your life? Yeah. every one of us. Okay, so we've got problems because that means our self-talk is not very healthy if we're also unhealthy. Garbage in, garbage out. So negative talk plays a big role in our life, and so we have to do a lot of adjusting if we want to do some healthy self-talking. So we all do it. Self-talk's going on all the time. Much more of it is unhealthy. But here's what I do. When I catch myself, I didn't used to do this, but now that I've got a teaching on it, when I catch myself, I repent. Have you ever just been grumpy for no reason? Where did that come from? Bad attitude? Even if it has a reason, you think, why am I letting this ruin my day? I'm upset. I'm grouchy. Okay. I'm stopping right there. Stop it. Did you know that's a healthy self-talk you can give, a lesson you can give yourself? Stop it. It has amazing results when you tell yourself to stop it. It's almost like you're standing over here talking to yourself. You know, David talked to his soul in the Old Testament. Remember that? He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. That was David talking to himself. Healthy self-talk. We've had enough unhealthy. Let's start talking healthy. But the healthy self-talk comes with some effort. In other words, you have to decide, today, all day long, I'm going to reject negative self-talk, and I'm going to put in its place positive, healthy, good resulting self-talk. But if you're not committed to it, you remember me telling you about the groove that you get into? It'll fall into the negative groove, and before you know it, you're complaining about the weather. Yeah, nothing good's going to happen to me. I'm a loser. I'm an idiot. Why would you call yourself an idiot? Well, we're just kind of wired that way. We're wired negative. Yeah. So, and the truth is you don't really believe that. You're just trying to shape yourself up. Come on, you know. Don't be an idiot. Get with it. I don't feel like getting with it. Well, I get with it anyway. So, I plan on having a rotten day. Then at the end of the day, I'm going to have a pity party. Does anybody ever say that? No. Nobody ever says that, but they say some things very similar to that. Complaining, griping. Okay, so I'm sorry I put that idea in your head. You kind of like that one? So healthy self-talk is repeating God's word, just like Joshua said. You put God's word in your mouth and start declaring what God says about circumstances, situations, your life, your soul, who you are, where you're going, and what your destiny and purpose is. Start declaring that. Well, you can't declare it unless you find it out. Get into God's word and find out. Write those down. Make a list of them. Especially when you're feeling negative, it's just, nothing positive can come into your head. It's just like you're stuck on the negative, that negative self-talk. That's when you grab your piece of paper. Hey, I wrote these down yesterday. This is who I am in Christ. I am approved. I am accepted. I am loved. I'm anointed. I'm blessed. I'm gifted. I'm talented. I can do it. I am well able. The list goes on. Start telling yourself those things. Healthy self-talk is repeating God's word. God's view of you to all of you. Sometimes you have to talk to your body. Have you ever talked to your body? Like you get up in the morning and you say, legs, move. Okay, hey, it worked. Don't forget to brush your teeth. Get in there. So, yeah, we can talk to our body. We can tell our body what to do. pour yourself a glass of tea. Okay, I will. You didn't say all of that out loud, but you kind of did. And then your body responded. How about when your body is sick and you're suffering? Have you ever told your body, shape up and be healed in Jesus' name, because my God is Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth me. In other words, I already know he wants to do it because it's in his nature to do it. So, body, shape up, respond to God's word and be healed. Say, well, I told my body that, and my body just said, You want to tell it again. You got to tell your body several times before it starts listening and responding. Ultimately, everything responds to the word of God, including your body. Unless you just say, I give up. Oh, I've had this condition all my life. I can't get over it. I guess I'll just have that problem all my life. No, that's the wrong kind of talk. That's not healing talk. That's not trusting God's word talk. Speak God's word over your life, not what you're feeling at the time. Luke 15:17, story of the prodigal son. And I just put a little excerpt in there just to remind you of the story, because you all know it. But he lived in the pig pen and he was eating what the pigs ate. And then it says he came to himself. Well, when he came to himself, he thought, hey, you know what? My father's hired servants are living better than I'm living, and they're eating better than I'm eating. I would be happy just to be one of my father's hired servants. He doesn't have to welcome me back as a son. No, no. I mean, I blew that. But here's my plan. I'm going to go back and say, hey, Dad, before you start in, let me just tell you, I just want to be a hired servant. That's all the status that I want. Place to sleep and something to eat. Now, here's my question to you. Is that what he told his father? This is a trick question, y'all. So, hey, that's right, Debbie. That's what he planned to tell his father. That was his self-talk. So here he is planning. So he was rehearsing it in his mind. This is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to do. When I see my father, that's what I'm going to say. That was his self-talk. But he didn't get a chance to give that little speech, because as soon as the father saw him, the Bible says he fell on his neck. That's a King James Version, which means he just started hugging him and said, hey, welcome back. Kill the fatted calf. We're going to have a party. My son who was lost has now found. He's come back. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a big party. Well, I believe that changed the self-talk of the son, because of the acceptance and his status with the father. So apply that to being a child of God. You may not feel like a child of God. You may feel like you wandered far from home. You might feel like you're that lost sheep. But don't stay there with your negative talk. Now you know God is a shepherd. He goes after the lost sheep. That's the kind of love that the Father has for us. So remind yourself of that and just say, thank you, Lord. That's the kind of love you have for me. Even when I blow it, you welcome me back. And my former status is actually even enhanced. Yeah, you're giving me a party when you should be giving me a lecture. So healthy self-talk tells your brain to line up with the Word of God. So again, just like David talked to himself, you talk to yourself. You can talk to your brain, because you and your brain are not synonymous. Have you ever said, I think I'll go to the store? What? I think. You think with your brain, but who's I? I is you, your spirit. Your spirit man talking to your brain, telling your brain what to think. Do you really want to think negatively all day? Be down on yourself? Maybe even down on other people? Having a pity party? Being offended? Being angry? Being upset? You don't want to do that, do you? Well, I'm just a victim of somebody just sets me off and there's the direction. No, no. Tell your brain what to do. Get over it. Let it go. You can tell you. It's amazing how it works when you tell your brain or your body what to do. Tell your brain what to think. And tell you, say, let's just start having some good, healthy self-talk. Going to have fun all day today. Yeah, don't you have some hard work to do, some unpleasant things? I don't care. I'm going to have fun doing it. So, tells your brain to line up. So, I need a daily spiritual alignment because my brain is kind of out of alignment. Have you ever had your car taken into the shop and they said, well, we can see what's wrong. You know, your front end is making noises. The tread on your tires is wearing kind of unevenly. And they'll say, you need an alignment. You see, your wheels are going in different directions, kind of like our brain. So just like your car needs an alignment, our brain needs an alignment. So you tell yourself, hey, brain. Who, me? Yes, I'm talking to you. Listen up. Oh, I'm busy playing video games. No, no, let's stop. Listen up. It's time for you to line up, get aligned with the Word of God, and start talking healthy. That's what you're going to do all day today. Oh, Pastor, that's tough. I don't know if I can do it all day. Could you do it till noon? Hey, it's already 11:30. I bet you can make it till noon. Don't let any negative self-talk come into your brain between now and noon. And then at noon, you're going to go, I did it. And I'll say, you know what? Could you make it until 3 o'clock this afternoon? Just keep moving the deadline back, see? And then all of a sudden, you'll know you've gone several days with healthy talk and eliminated the negative. You know what negative talk is. It just sort of drags you down. You feel yourself going from here down to here. And you feel like you're in a pit. Anybody ever felt that? I have. I felt like I was in a pit and I couldn't get out. And people can try to help you, but nothing helps you like you deciding for yourself you're going to get out of that pit. I will get out of this pit. I will be healthy. I will be prosperous. So, tell yourself the things that are true, not what you feel or you heard somewhere. Tell yourself things that are true. Philippians 4:8. I don't think I have it up here, but I said in here somewhere, use that as a test. Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever things are good, true, lovely, a good report, so on, think on these things. Well, those are not imaginary things. Those are not, they're not just, it's not a fantasy. These things are real. They're true. You can meditate, mutter these things to yourself, self-talk. Self, this is what I'm going to think on all day today. I'm making a commitment to myself. I will think about those things and let's just see how the day turns out. So where does all that unhealthy self-talk come from? Any ideas? I mean, this is a real question, not rhetorical. Where do you think it comes from? Maybe from your childhood? Maybe from something a bully told you? Maybe even a well-meaning parent but said something like, you're going to end up in jail, or you're never going to amount to anything. Sometimes our loved ones even have told us things like that. So, there's lots of sources for that negativity that's inside of us. And the devil can do his own number on your thoughts and your self-talk. Okay, so, but we know unhealthy self-talk does not come from God. The voice of the accuser, the voice of condemnation, the voice of ridicule is not the voice of God. So, I like this slide right here. Are you already ahead of me? Did you see it? God didn't engage so much in self-talk, but Father-Son talk. That's why Jesus said, I always say what I hear the Father saying, and I always do what I see the Father doing. So whenever he had an issue or a dilemma or didn't know what to think, he would just say, Father, what about this? What do you have to say? Okay, I hear you. All right, that's what I'm going to say. Father, what are you doing? How would you handle this situation? Okay, I got it. That's what I'm going to do. That's how I'm going to handle the situation. Now, you might say, well, okay, yeah, great. That was Jesus, you know, Father, Son. We get it. Wait a minute. Didn't Jesus say he's your Father? And didn't he say you're all children of God? So we also can have a Father, Son, Daughter talk with God, our Heavenly Father. Try it out. Okay, here's my list. 7 ways healthy self-talk enhances your life. I'm not going to elaborate on each one of them, maybe a comment now and then. 1, gives you a can-do attitude. 2, you feel better. You know, it's amazing how if you'll say you feel better, how you start feeling better right after you say it. If nothing happens in a couple of minutes, say it again. Hey, body, you feel better, don't you? Hey, yeah, you know what? I'm starting to feel better. You're more optimistic. You are happier. You're not put off by bad news. How many of you watched the news before and then kind of got depressed, got discouraged? What are we going to do? The world's going to hell in a handbasket. Have you ever said that? Yeah. Okay. You are wiser and you live longer. How about that? Psalm 91. With long life will I bless them and show them my salvation. Yeah. And you'll get your youth renewed with the eagles. We don't want to just live a long time, do we? No, it's not the length of time, it's the quality of the life that we have. So we want our youth to be renewed like the eagles, so all of our days are productive, fruitful, and happy, and blessed. Okay, there you go. You like those? Okay. Okay, if we're going to talk about the healthy, we better talk about the unhealthy. Here we go. Things that diminish our life. I know you don't want to hear these. But these are things you can repent of. It only takes a minute to repent. Here we go. 1, you develop a can't-do attitude. You feel like a victim. You get a bad attitude. You think doom and gloom. You feel like giving up. It hampers your faith. And your focus is on your will, not God's will. And now, there's a whole bunch of others. I just had the, 7 this and 7 that. To do it. Several years ago, I was in charge of a pretty big event. It was one of these deals where you moved from inside the church to outside. We decided to have an outdoor concert. That changes the game. Different than somebody just coming up and they're setting up on your stage. Now you got to set up outside. Also, you're eating outside. So you got to think about everything and how it's all going to work out. And I thought, oh man, there are so many things that could go wrong today. Oh, and I'm in charge of this. And then I thought, you know what? Right now you need to adjust your attitude and make a declaration about what's going to happen in spite of negative circumstances. So I can't control everything that might go wrong, but I can control my response. So this was the prayer declaration I made. I said, nothing is going to get my goat today. That doesn't sound so spiritual, but God knew what I meant. And I was telling myself, don't let your goat be gotten. That doesn't sound right, but you know what I mean. Okay, so I said that. And it worked all day long. And guess what? A lot of things did go wrong. Didn't faze me. I just kept right on going because I remembered that prayer I prayed over myself. I already told my brain, I told my attitude, told my body what to do about it when these things happened, and just go right on and be happy. and everything's going to turn out fine. Sure enough, it did. So I'm here to tell you, I'm living proof. It works. Healthy self-talk works. So here we go. Are you ready for a prayer declaration? All right. So let's just pray this over ourselves. Y'all can read it with me. God, I declare today that your word is the inspiration for my thoughts, my words, and my decisions. I choose to believe your word over my negative thoughts and the circumstances of my life. Holy Spirit, help direct my self-talk into a constructive and fruitful outcome. Today, my inward and outward speech will be gracious and seasoned with salt. In Jesus' name, amen. There you go. And if you ever want this list or anything from these kinds of teachings, I think Matt puts them on the website. So you could look it up, Healthy Self-Talk. All right.